gospel lesson today is from John 14, verses 15 to 21 and 25 to 27. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. So peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, open our hearts and minds to your holy presence. Fill us with the power of your Spirit. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Next to my Bible, there are some other precious books that I own in my house. One of them is a family tree book with memories of my Grandma Maureen, who we lost 4 years ago at age 97. It's precious because she helped me fill out the family tree, but it also has lots of questions that she answered, like about her education and how she met her husband and what her growing up years were like. Some other great books are Grandpa, Do You Remember When? And the companion book about Grandma. They are books written to my kids from my parents about their growing up years, and Dad has great things in there about his favorite horse Ginger, growing up on the dairy farm, living on a homestead from the land run of 1901. There's a letter in there from Dad to my kids, and it's so precious now that he's gone. These books are as valuable as pictures because they are more than just books. They are a family legacy. They are passing on hopes and dreams. And these legacies inspire me to live a life of love and work and appreciation for all that I've been given. I wonder what kind of legacy has been left for you. What do you want to pass down as a legacy to your family? As I read these words of Jesus, I really think he's talking about leaving a legacy. In this promise of the Holy Spirit, I think he's telling us that he wants to leave us with his own Spirit and not leave us alone. He's leaving us his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our counselor, the Spirit of truth. And this Spirit will reside actually within us. Jesus is ultimately leaving a legacy of love so that we can live in a new way. This must have been a shock and a comfort to his disciples, a shock to hear that he would be leaving them, but a comfort knowing that they would have his own Spirit inside of them. Just think of how powerful it is to have the love of a precious family member who has passed away, how you can often just feel their love inside you, and that love brings comfort and inspires you. I know I have often been inspired by saints from this congregation, and Jesus is doing something similar, but even more powerful. What Jesus is promising is this legacy of the Holy Spirit, much like legacies passed down through our families, and this one brings hope and love to all who follow Jesus. It literally guides our steps if we receive it. I wonder, what do you think of, though, when you think of the Holy Spirit? Do you ever think of the Spirit as your counselor or your advocate? Do you ever think of it like a legacy, or maybe like a power supply? Something to guide you and keep you going and going in the right direction. I wonder, what kind of power do you find in the Holy Spirit? Is it the power of God's presence, God's love, God's strength? The Holy Spirit, we know, is God, a third person of the Trinity. It's not just a feeling we have as Christians in our heart. I think we can easily fall into the trap of, do I feel the Holy Spirit? Do I feel God's love? Do I feel that comfort and counsel and truth inside of me? Sometimes, yes, we feel all of that. Sometimes I'm overcome by emotion because of God's presence, but I like what one pastor I heard said about the Holy Spirit inside of us. The Spirit is about devotion, not just emotion. You can have love and devotion even when you don't feel that emotion. We can have God's love inside of us even when we don't feel it. And the power of God working in us and for us even if we don't feel it. One of the saints I most admire is Mother Teresa. And she wrote letters during times that she didn't feel the presence of Christ, and she described it as the darkness. In a letter from 1961, Teresa wrote, "Darkness is such that I really do not see, neither with my mind nor my reason. The place of God in my soul is blank. There is no God in me. When the pain of longing is so great, I just long and long for God." That really speaks to me about the Holy Spirit. That if a saint like Teresa has times when she doesn't feel God's Spirit inside of her, we don't have to worry when we don't feel it either. It's the same thing with people we love in our lives. Sometimes we don't feel the love, but we still love. What if that's how it is for us with God sometimes too? The Holy Spirit is more than a feeling. The Holy Spirit is a promise and a legacy that comforts and counsels and advocates for us. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is our counselor and advocate, someone on our side, someone standing up for us. I don't know about you, but I think we could all use that these days. In these days of the pandemic, when we are separated and isolated, when our stress levels are so high, don't we need to know that God is on our side, that God is our counselor and advocate? I wonder if you realize when Jesus promised all this about the Holy Spirit. It was right before he went to the cross. It was at the same time that he was telling them to love one another as he loves us. Love, that's an important part of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit because he loves us. But the Spirit is God's love in action. All throughout the Bible, we read about love in action. In James, it says, "Do not be hearers of the word only, but doers of the word." In 1 John, it says, "God is love, so we should love one another." We should love not just in word or speech, but in love and action. What if that is our key to following the Holy Spirit? Love in action. Just as the Spirit is our counselor and advocate, what if we are empowered to love others like that? And Jesus is our perfect example. We've all seen the love of Jesus in action all throughout his life. Jesus himself was a counselor, an advocate, a healer, a speaker of truth. What if we're called to carry on that legacy of love? And what if we do that by the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us? Think for a minute about those you have been called to love. Family, friends, church. Now expand that circle to coworkers and acquaintances, and expand it even further to strangers and people you haven't yet met. What if the Holy Spirit enables you to love all of those people and to see them as God's children? And what if it all starts with knowing and receiving the love of God for you through the Holy Spirit? What if receiving the love of Christ is the first step that we take in loving anyone else? That's the legacy Jesus has left for us, and the power that resides within us. We may not always feel it, but it is there. It has been promised to us. We have a counselor and an advocate. We have the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and because of that Spirit, we are never, ever alone. This is what has been left for us, and it is something we can pass on. And that is our good news of the gospel this day. For the gift of the Holy Spirit, all God's people say, Amen.